And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock God Rick's on a well-deserved vacation, and we have a great guest in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have, from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Captain Dwayne Diego. We're going to be talking some fishing here with Captain Dwayne, and a lot of adventure, too, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, to meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to be in here.
Yeah.
The man, Dwayne Diego.
Captain
in
Dwayne
studio.
Diego. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, great. Great to have you. You're quite the adventurer these days. So, of course, Pinnacle Sport Fishing is your main focus right now. And tell us about Pinnacle Sport Fishing.
Pinnacle Sport Fishing is a small boat charter operation. I started about 10 years ago. We operate with 4 passengers or less. We've got a variety of boats, I should say. We've got a couple of 25 Parkers, a 28 Parker, and a 33 center console Everglades. We fish everything from inshore, offshore, big bluefin, swordfish, you name it. Swims in our waters, we target it, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
Sea bass, too?
Yeah, we definitely do.
A little bit of sea bass thing.
Absolutely.
Going on now at Catalina. They're talking about it, right?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. So.
Yeah, for sure. And what's your forecast for this year? I mean, things are just kind of getting rolling, huh?
Yeah, I just got back into the country a couple weeks ago. I was gone since basically October. But kind of keeping tabs and just waiting for the first hits to roll out, and it looks like that happened this just a couple days ago. So,
like, perfect timing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Didn't have to twiddle my thumbs too much here. But, no, I think it's going to be another good year. Obviously, the fish are here. You know, the water and the bait situation was a little weird this middle winter, but I think everything's kind of falling into place, and we'll see what Mother Nature doles us out this season.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's good. So, Pinnacle Sport Fishing has the three boats. You run the Everglades, right?
Correct. Yeah, I run the 33 center console.
And then your other captains?
Yeah, I've got Nico Linnaeus. He's running the 28 along with Sequoia Stone Cipher, and Dan Funky kind of filling in the gaps with the other boats. And got Joey Patron working deck with me this year. And, yeah, I'm really stoked on our crew. Really talented, level-headed group of guys, and really hungry and really good fishermen. So.
Fishermen, yeah. You guys constantly produce a lot of big fish.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. So, okay, so you've been out since October. Where have you been?
Kind of bouncing around all over the place. I live down in Mexico in the off-season, so I have a house down in Todos Santos, so I'm down there fishing and surfing and kind of hitting the reset button, and then kind of bounce around, you know, touring around wherever we need to go fish or film. So this year we ended up in Australia fishing, like, central and northern Queensland. We trailed around my friend's boat for about 10 days. Started up above Yeppoon and just kind of hit all the islands and atolls and stuff like that. Did a bunch of camping and then ended up fishing Barramundi towards the end and put together a really nice movie for Salty Crew that will be releasing, I think, in the next, like, 2 to 3 weeks.
Sweet. So, how cool is that?
Yeah, it's super cool. We got some incredible GT fishing, like, really, really good. More not your typical GBR reef stuff. It was actually on islands, inshore islands, fishing them on boilers like calicos.
Like in tight.
And super tight.
Me.
Yeah, like you're casting over boilers and hanging, like, I mean, my biggest fish was about 92 pounds.
Oh, how do you stop them?
Yeah, you got to pull so hard, literally your eyes seem like they're going to pop out.
When you hook something like that in tight, like calico fishing, like boiler rock style,
yeah,
what do? Do they run for the structure? Do they run out?
It depends. If they're behind the structure, they run for it. If they're... or even with the structure.
Like in the mid-range?
Yeah, they'll run for it, and literally you've got to do everything you can do to stop them. Like, you know the don't high-stick thing, that's out the window. You high-stick like crazy, you hammer down your drag. I fish 80-pound braid to like 150-pound mono on a Lexa 500 and double X musky rod, and it works fine. I mean, I definitely had some heartbreaks, but... We were definitely able to pull them out of the junk, too. And once you get them off the reef or off the bommie they're associating with, then they'll get sideways in the current.
Just, and then they're catchable.
Then they're catchable. Sometimes. You'll see in the movie, sometimes they do things they're not supposed to.
How cool. And so when does that come out? I mean, I can't wait to see that.
That should be dropping in, like, the next 3 weeks, four at the most. We're going to do a premiere movie party at Coronado Brewing Company, along with one of our pro surfers' edits that he's putting out. And we'll be hitting social media with a promo on that.
How cool is that?
Yeah, we're stoked. Really excited.
And they put it out on their social media on Salty Crew. Salty Crew.
They're going to put it out, I think, eventually it's just going to end up on their YouTube.
Okay.
But we're going to do a little movie tour with it and hit a couple spots. I know Australia is going to have a premiere. We're going to have a couple of premieres out here. There might be a premiere at ICAST as well. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. So, and what was your highlight of fishing in Australia?
Definitely the big GT. You know, I made a cast over a big boiler. I had like three cranks that missed, or a smaller one missed it, and the big one just vacuumed it down. It didn't even look like much of a bite, but it was like winding into a freaking brick wall.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was kind of chaos ensued after that, and the dust settled, and there was a 92-pound GT on the skip jig on the deck.
On the skip jig?
Yeah.
Crazy. Like, what kind of skip jig?
I was fishing an FCL 220 floating. It's a big floating composite stick bait.
Like 16-inch?
Yeah, big.
Like big.
Big, skinny one. And you just literally, you bomb them out as far as you can. As soon as they hit the water, rod tip at 11, 12 o'clock, wind and skitter that thing across the top, and it calls them up. God. Poppers get bit there, too, but it seems you raise a lot of smaller fish.
Uh-huh.
So if you're after the real big ones, you got to play the cat-mouse game and really, really raise them with high-speed skip jigging.
So how does that compare, what you did in Australia, how does that compare to the Great Barrier Reef area? I mean, are they bigger?
Yeah, so the island fish, there's way less of them. They're way bigger, and they're way older, and they're way smarter.
Way meaner.
Yeah, so you can go 4 days there without landing a fish. You'll see them. You'll have followers and tracers and stuff like that, but you might go 4 or 5 days before you land it. But the fish you're going to land on those islands up there are fish of a lifetime. You know, there's a lot of 100-pounders around. We saw multiple hunters attempt to eat jigs. My buddy hooked one that was well over 100 and absolutely destroyed them on a Stella 30,000.
Oh, wow.
And he knows how to, he's a GT, like,
that's
maestro.
A big reel, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So this, are you fishing Stellas? You're fishing spinning gear?
I'm not, no.
Oh,
my
buddy,
my buddy's a Nazar. But okay. Yeah, I'm not too keen on the spinning gear. I'm not as accurate as I'd like to be casting, you know.
Yeah, what are you fishing?
I'm fishing a Daiwa Alexa 500 with like 80-pound braid, and I put it on a Daiwa Ardito Double X musky rod.
Uh-huh.
I think it's the HHRBXSH.
Super stiff. Musky rods are gnarly.
Yeah, it's got a good tip for casting, actually. Uh-huh. But it shuts down really hard. It's a killer rod. Like, even for a travel rod, I'm blown away by it. And it can shut these fish down. I was asking the boys over there, because I'm not too familiar with, like, PE ratings, really. And I had them pull on. I'm like, what do you think this is? And they said, like, probably 8 to 10, 10 to 12. So there's a lot of backbone on that rod.
Yeah.
That's
and
crazy.
It's a travel rod.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's super cool.
And it breaks down how many pieces?
I think it breaks down into four pieces.
Crazy.
It's and you fold it up in a little bag and throw it in your suitcase. I throw like three in my suitcase.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, instead of taking
that's
the big
rod. That's a sweet way
here.
To travel, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw him last year in the catalog, and I asked Mark Mills, I'm like, hey, can I try one of those out? And he set me down one, and I took it over there, and it was, as soon as I put it together, I forgot it was a travel rod. It's got that killer of action, and, you know, it's balanced really nicely, and again, it's got a ton of backbone to shut this fish down, so.
Technology and travel rods these days.
Yeah, totally. No, I told Pinard about it. Pinard got a couple. I know Lasley and Anthony got a couple for their safe trips. Yeah. So they're definitely a killer rod if everybody's looking for something to travel with instead of a big giant, you know, tube.
Yeah.
Save yourself
some
money.
Which rod is that now?
It's the Daiwa Ardito HRBXXH.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a 9 foot or?
It's an 8.6.
8.6, okay.
Yeah.
But it's a 4-piece, so it breaks down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 4-piece trigger stick, cork grip. Super cool rod.
Yeah.
For a travel rod, I was like,
you got
wow.
My attention.
Yeah, right.
Sure. Yeah. Nice. You know, today's day and age, you know, with taking rod tubes on planes and stuff like that is such a pain and so expensive and stuff. The quality of the travel rod these days is so much better. You don't need to take a tube anymore.
No, you don't. You know, you really, really don't. Like, you know, I know Phoenix makes a good travel rod, Iowa, you know, a few guys. So the technology's there. They've got the ferrule inserts and the action all down perfectly now.
And if it can handle a 100-pound GT.
Yeah, I'm not traveling with a rod tube ever again after the last 2 years fishing those rods down there. They do the job just fine.
And a musky style rod is beefy. I mean, it's kind of comparable to like a lighter Wahoo rod, right?
I mean, it's like, you know, you think a largemouth swim bait rod, like a proper swim bait rod with, you know, a bit more
backbone
to it. Yeah, exactly. So
wow. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
So now you're headed into your season here, and you're mostly going to target bluefin or yellowtail or what's your
Oh, we're ready for whatever Mother Nature wants to give us. Yeah. Obviously, we got our sights focused in on the big bluefin. That's been our bread and butter here for the last decade. We have a lot of fun with it. Feel like we do pretty good on it, so we're really excited about that. But you know, also. You know, you got yellowtail at the islands, and fingers crossed we get, you know, something in the middle, unlike last year, you know, some yellowfin or Dorado, something to kind of fill the gap between the big fish and the yellows.
Yeah. Well, that yellowtail fishing at the islands was really
that was lights out. It was so good.
A lot of big fish.
Yeah. Yeah. The great overall grade was just flat out
amazing.
Impressive, especially come like late August when that small stuff usually moves in there. There's still a lot of, you know, 18 to 22 pound fish, which is.
Beautiful
that's,
grade.
That's perfect grade.
Beautiful grade.
Take it all day.
Yeah, definitely. And so when you target bluefin, you guys have had such great success at Pinnacle Sport Fishing. What is your secret to catching all those fish?
I think it boiled down to once we realized this was happening here and you have the opportunity to untie your boat and leave the dock every day with a boat full of passengers and anglers to be able to go target these things, we realized how special it was. And you know, nothing's lasts forever. Everything down here is cyclic, I feel like. And
big time.
Yeah, so I felt like, God, we need to, you know, grasp this tightly and run with it because this is really, really special. And the anglers and everybody seems to really like it. It's challenging. And I just never in my life thought I'd leave the dock every day to go chase triple-digit tuna out of San Diego, you know.
Right?
So I think it's just the fact of the matter that we have it. We just focused in on it so hard, you know. And again, we love everything else. Like we made our names off of fishing albacore and, yellowtail and stuff like that.
Sea bass.
But, you know, again, we've got to harness this really special air that we're all partaking in and do it as much as we can and make sure we don't miss out on that.
That's a great way to look at it. And I know you're the type that's done it and been there and got it done. And to be able to turn your passengers onto it, like you take a greater passion out of turning other people on to what you've done and how to do it.
Exactly, yeah.
Put them on the fish.
Exactly. You know, a lot of us are really blessed to be able to grow up fishing in such a great fishery, putting so much time in the water and having so many great experiences. It's really, really neat to me to pass those experiences down through friends, clients, passengers, other people, you know, and see the stoke and the look on their face because I remember that look and that stoke on my face.
Yeah,
you know?
Right?
So it's really special to me to be able to do that.
And you, I think you said it perfectly, like to take a hold, to grasp, and enjoy what's here currently.
Exactly.
And like this bluefin cycle, I mean, what are we, in year 11 or whatever?
Yep.
And, dude, who would have ever thought, you grew up here. Like, you know what we've not had
before. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the first one we got was in 15. It was 106 pounds on the surface iron. We were fishing little bird school yellowfin deals. And the thing ate the surface iron. It was just a big swirl. You know, an hour and a half later, the thing that colored him, we think it's a big yellowfin. Like, we had no idea what the heck was going on. We just knew it was a big tuna. And that thing hit the deck, and it was just like, oh, God.
Like, oh, my.
And then 2 days later, Evan Salve and Jay Christensen had fish on the 43 slow-trolling max. It was in 15, like, 120-pounders. I'm like, oh, wow, this is coming together. This is something. That's,
this is actually happening.
Yeah, this is something, you know. And fast forward to 2016, and that's when things really hit the fan, and here we are, off to the races, fishing big fish every year.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And what's the biggest fish that Pinnacle Sport Fishing landed in all these bluefin cycles?
328 pounds.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Wow.
328.
Yeah.
So. That's on a flyer on a kite?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
So is that kind of your specialty, the flyer kite thing?
It's our preferred method for a lot of reasons. You know, it's a lot of moving parts for some people, but for me, I feel like it's irresistible for those fish in a lot of situations. You know, it's stealthy. You're not running these fish over by trolling over them. You're setting up, you know, a good distance away. You're presenting a bait in a very, very stealthy, like, natural manner. And it raises the fish. You know, you're going to weed out a lot of that small fish and really only get big fish bites on those kites and flyer situations. So we've really focused on that. We kind of know what to look for, when to stop the boat, when to get that stuff set up, and when to deploy it. So we kind of run with that.
What about the Mad Mac trolling thing? Are you guys into that at all?
No, I never really got into that. Anybody who knows me knows I don't like trolling at all anyway to begin with. I never did since I was a kid. I was just going to sleep. My dad's like, oh, well, he's down for the day. We're trolling for real, Bill. You know, but.
And I think you laid it out. You like to target, like, you like to get in the zone and find the zone within the zone that you're going to have a chance.
Exactly. I like to kind of pick it apart and play chess with these things. I just want to drive around in circles or drive over them or drive 15 knots and burn a bunch of fuel when I could just slow it down a little bit, use my eyes, use my senses, and know when to put that thing out and connect.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes they might do a little better than us, but we're happy fishing the kite flyer, not trolling.
I dig it, sure, man. What about the Yummy?
Yummy's insane. I still think that's the best search bait there is. You know, I just had four made, so it's something we definitely deploy a good amount every year, especially, like, you know, beginning of the day when we're trying to, like, pinpoint or narrow down a zone, I should say.
Right.
It's an amazing search bait.
Yeah.
You just can cover more water than you can with anything else as far as flying fish.
Find the zone.
Kite baits are concerned, yeah.
That's so funny because you say search bait, and I'm thinking green bass or calico bass fishing, right? You know, and you're fishing something fast and furious and reactionary.
And like, covering lots of water, you know.
Yeah, right. And you may get a bite, but more importantly, you just want to see if they're chasing it or...
Yeah,
and then you come back through the calico zone with something a little bit slower.
Yeah,
because you've located them.
Yep. You can change it up. They're getting weird. You can slow it down. You could go, you know, dead flyer instead of Yummy. You can go California flyer. You know what I mean? There's a lot of little nuances that can trigger a bite or you show you what your day's going
to
do.
I mean, it's just a cool way to think about it. Yeah, the way you analyze it is just, it's badass.
Like,
I dig it.
For sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Happy Easter to everybody out there. Hope you're enjoying your day and spend a little Easter time with us here on Let's Talk Hookup for the next couple hours.
And if not, Pete, they're going to be listening to us during the week on their drive
and
listening to us on the app. And if you haven't downloaded that, man, it's super easy and
free.
It's free, right? And if you missed yesterday's show, we had such a great time with
talking bait
with Joey, man. Yeah. That was really a passionate time for me, you know, to have done that. And if you missed it, you need to download the app and listen to that on the archives. Adam had it up super quick yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to join us this morning with Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, please do so. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. Just waiting for your call at the fan. Or we mentioned the app. You can send us a text on the app there. It's it says right there. It says text the show. It's a one-way messaging system. Pete and I will be getting the messages. And if you want to send a comment or a question for Dwayne Diego this morning in Pinnacle Sport Fishing, you can do so. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses. And is this the certificate?
No, it's an
pair. Actual pair.
We're not sure the actual pair, but we'll be sending you an actual pair of Costa sunglasses.
How about that, man?
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, and I know you're on the Costa team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I spent a couple days with those guys this week. Actually, they're in town. So,
how cool is that? Well, one lucky caller or texter will be getting a free pair of Costa sunglasses. Again, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk a Cup app, 97.3 The Fan, and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, get check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And so stoked to have Dwayne Diego in here and Pinnacle Sport Fishing, all the cool stories. If you're watching this on YouTube and Facebook Live, Pete's taking a picture for the archives. So when you go on the app, you'll see that picture right there.
Adam always reminds me, Adam Clark, our
I know,
amazing
Adam's a good
guys.
Guy.
Take a picture of Dwayne for me.
And Adam's the one that Adam takes care of the app and, does
absolutely.
All that. So
yeah.
If you want to join us, one way to do it, you can call Jeff, Jeff at the Fan. Super stoked being on 97.3 The Fan. I made the mistake yesterday. Sorry, Jeff. But, 97.3 The Fan. 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text via the app.
Yeah, lots of texts already flowing through, but we have some great calls. Let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike calling from Torrance. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. You got me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, I'm going to give you the first off the water bluefin report of the season. Just got off a 2-day on the angler, but for Dwayne, we just got back from Vanuatu chasing GTs and dogtooth tuna, but you can't catch a dogtooth, so that's just a ghost. You might have dogtooth.
Right on.
They're in the brochures, but they're impossible. But so hey, for you and your listeners, just got off the angler. 2-day, it was their first trip of the season. Ray and his fabulous crew, of course, were running it. He wanted to get out super early Friday, so we left at 7 a.m., drove out to the spot. I think the commercial guys had been in the afternoon, nothing there. We were out with 3 or 4 boats. The Magic Man was out there on the Polaris Supreme and 2 or 3 other boats. But by Friday night, the Magic Man, which is Aliar, found him, called us in. Super good fishing. Was there a specific lure, which is what I always listen for, Pete? Not really. They were biting the 400 gram rip rollers. I had a 350 gram gyro jig. The big fish of the trip, for those of you guys listening, was 180 gram tungsten that the Superman fisherman Javier and the galley hooked this thing. It was 202
Ooh.
On a 180 gram tungsten. But, one of the things is, and, I've seen this on a lot of trips, the guys that could cast downwind, let it get vertical, and then wind it up vertical, generally caught the most and the biggest fish. Super hard to do on a 400 gram, but on the 180 gram tungsten with his, speed jigging setup, he was actually absolutely slaying them. Some decent yellowtail patty fishing, 10 to 12 pounds. Not a lot of patties were holding, but, it was fun, beautiful weather, but nothing during the day Saturday. By Saturday night, the fleet had it kind of dialed in, and it was us and the Pat Queen and the Magic Man and, a few other boats. But Ray on the angler reported rivers of fish we were driving over, quarter mile long schools. They do not bite during the day. I think we had 1 or 2 sinker rig fish. But just massive flat spots, breezers, but typical daytime bluefin. Last night we stopped on one of these rivers at about 9 o'clock and it was everything in the water for an hour. So what jig worked? The one attached to the end of monofilament.
Sweet. Wow.
But again,
what a great report, Mike.
That's fantastic report.
Did we hear you correct a 202?
Yeah, so Javier, and look, he's an animal, so like, you can't fish like Javi, but, 202, 180 gram tungsten on one of those little whippy, speed jigging setups.
Ooh.
He handed it off to this kid, first trip, first fish. So,
wow.
Awesome. Jordan, teenager, first fish. 202.
That's an awesome report.
Incredible, Mike. You
great stuff. Super good dope for our listeners there.
It
ready
is.
To go fishing. And the thing I like that you said is rivers of fish.
Rivers.
Right?
We love hearing that.
We like hearing rivers of fish.
I like rivers of fish.
And it's not far away. If you're fishing at 9 o'clock last night, you guys are close.
Yeah. Good stuff, Mike.
We left at midnight, and we were back at the dock at 6, so do the math.
Yeah.
That is very crazy, tough. Mike. Well, we appreciate you calling. Great report, and what a way to get it kicked off on the listeners right there. Thanks for calling, Mike.
I love that. Yeah, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You have a good text, of course.
There's a lot coming through,
lot,
for sure.
Yeah.
And, I got one from John in San Diego here, and he says, good morning. He says, what was the most craziest fish you caught on one of your boats last year? Just a...
Craziest fish.
No wahoo, right?
No wahoo. Really, we didn't really have anything species-wise out of the norm, being it was mostly a bluefin and yellowtail year.
Just straight big bluefin.
Yeah, a lot of big bluefin. I think we had 101 big fish last year. We did hook one
like directly in its forehead, like where you would spike one and land it. Landed it. That was kind of wild.
That's like flyer fishing?
Yeah. It missed the flyer and got the hook to the forehead, and I don't know how it ended up on the boat, but it did. I have a picture of it. It's
how was the battle on that one?
It took him quite a while.
Dude, yeah. That's like a giant marauder.
Yeah, it was pretty messed up.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's about the most wild we got last year.
Yeah, that's it, huh? All right. Well, hey, 833-288-0973. Lines open right now. Let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Robert? Robert calling from Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert. We appreciate you joining us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup.
Happy Easter, guys, and thanks for a great show all year. I look forward to Saturday and Sunday if I'm not fishing. So can you go over your trips on the Pinnacle sport fishing? Like, I hear that almost everything is at night. Do you guys fish at night? Is it an overnighter, or how does it all work, and what's it cost?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it's a really good question. Okay, so our trips kind of vary. We do have a few different boats and a few different trips options. So you need to go online at www.pinnaclesportfishing.com, and that'll give you all the trip pricing listings per boat per trip. As far as like our trip lengths go, we're usually running 12-hour trips. We're fishing during the day. We don't really have too big of a problem making a bite, you know. Sometimes it takes a little bit of work, but we typically are able to get some good opportunity for you guys during the day. We do a little bit different style of fishing than those guys. We have a little bit less mouths to feed than they do as well. So a day for four big fish for us is great. A day for four big fish for them is not so great. So it's just kind of the approach and how we fish them. But we definitely get great action during the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you have to fill 20 sacks. It's
exactly.
Like you have to fill four.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we have different approaches. You know, like I said, a great day for us might not be such a great day for them. And I can totally see why, you know. A lot of mouths to feed. So.
Yeah. How does that work, Dwayne? You have several anglers on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Do they ever share like a 180-pounder? I mean, or is every man for himself? Or
No. Well, that's the beauty about doing private charters. We don't really do the open party thing. We like to bring groups that are really familiar or friends with each other or family or what have you.
I gotcha.
So that way we get on the boat and I just have them, you know, I do the safety speech and I have them gather around and say, you know, you guys go ahead and figure out the rotation of how you want to do that. Who wants to be up first, second, third, fourth, et cetera. Now, you know, if this fish is, you know, a bit ornery and giving you a tough time, don't feel like you need to sit on it the whole time and burn yourself out. Feel free to share the rod with your friends. We're here to help, you know. Sometimes you'll see them share the rod or pass it around a little bit. Other guys, I have guys they'll put the nails to them, you know. It doesn't matter how long it can be a 30-minute fish or a 3-hour fish. They're in for it. It's just, you know, it's all angler by angler, you know, how they want to do it.
So. And do you ever do open party trips where you put a group of four together on the boat?
I really don't. No.
Yeah. So it's pretty much all charter. You kind of have to put your own group together.
Yeah. We're really fortunate to have the clientele base that we're able to do that and kind of keep it tight and keep the groups all,
and,
you know, like tight and they know each other and, you know, I found with the private charter thing, it seems to flow a lot more smooth.
Yeah. And you mentioned you do it a little bit different. Here's one way I could think it's a little bit different. How long does it take you to get to that 60-mile mark where the fish might be?
Depending on the boat, you know, 2 hours at the most.
There it is. You can leave the dock and be on the grounds.
Yeah, the center console will be there in like 2 hours, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. How sick is that?
How it's fast really does nice. That Everglades go?
That boat will do 50, no problem. It cruises 32 to 34.
Wow.
It's happy.
Wow.
So that's
insane.
Nice.
That is amazing. Hey, Matt Napa Valley has questions. Good morning, guys. Great show. Question for Dwayne. Of all the awesome places you've got fit to fish, is there one place that ignited your passion for fishing?
That's a really good question.
We followed your travels, and you go to some pretty amazing places.
Yeah, I'm super stoked on that, and I've definitely got to go to some rad places, but time and again, going to Oz and fishing like North Queensland, it blows my mind. I like the people there. I like the land. I like the backdrop, and the fishery is out of this world. You know, we've had some amazing experiences in Micronesia and Fiji and some other places, but
Palau, right?
Yeah, Palau was absolutely mind blowing. But Oz has just been so good to me, and you can literally You can not see another boat for days. This last trip we were over there, we didn't see another boat for 5 days.
Is that, let me ask, is that because of the remoteness or the lack of fishermen? Or
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, over there, again, we're ultimately trying to fish more remote off-the-grid spots, you know, obviously for fishing reasons and for filming reasons.
Yeah.
And then secondly, you'd be surprised. You'd think a lot more people target GTs or do the catch and release thing there, but honestly, they don't. Most of the guys want to fish snapper or
like table,
you know, king mackerel, or yeah, like stuff they can eat. If you're not taking stuff home, you're kind of like not doing it right in a lot of those guys' eyes, which is totally fine. You know, I mean, I totally get that. But
it's their style.
I thought there would be so many more guys that just purely chase catch and release jeets and doggies and stuff like that, and there's really not. There's a really core group of those guys over there, and they all know each other from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that also contributes to the fact that you don't see a lot of people at these reefs where you're only going to be fishing GTs or stuff like that.
That's insane. I mean, if somebody's listening and they're like totally jazzed on what you're talking about, juiced up, are there charter groups?
Absolutely. There's a good amount of guys. You know, you could send me a message on Instagram or email and I can put you in contact with some of my friends there, or you can look them up online. There's a lot, you know, but you can go fish with Dylan Schultz, or you can go fish with Jonathan Brooksy, you can fish with Matty Scholes. Those guys are all absolute, like, masters of that zone and that fishery.
I mean, so you're saying Queensland, is that kind of inside the Barrier Reef?
And that's the country.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have Queensland, and, you know, the further north you go on the East Coast, the more tropical it gets. So, like, North Queensland, you might as well, once you get on the reef, it's just like being in Fiji or...
Wow.
Any of the tropics, you know, it's coral, it's hot, it's humid, you know, it's loaded with all that tropical species of fish.
Is that where you were?
Yeah, okay. That's where I was. And the first time I went over there, I had
that's where I'm not familiar with Australia.
Yeah,
is that where the Great Barrier Reef?
Great Barrier Reef. It starts in central Queensland and goes all the way up to the far north of Queensland, Darwin. So it's massive. There's no way you could. I've asked those guys, like, has anybody fished all these reefs? They're like, absolutely not. There's no way. You couldn't do it.
How insane.
Yeah. So there's reefs, and it's trippy. You'll go there. There's certain atolls that'll only hold GTs. And then you go to the very next door atoll, and that thing's loaded with coral trout.
Huh.
And then you go to the very next atoll, and it's loaded with Spanish mackerel. It's like, it's so weird.
Interesting. How bizarre.
Yeah, it's super bizarre. We're like, okay, let's go to Block Reef. That's the GT reef. And we go there, it's just straight GTs. You know?
But what a cool adventure, not only for yourself, but somebody listening that wants to charter one of the guys.
I couldn't recommend it enough, especially the way I've been doing it with my super good bud Dylan. I met him years ago. We were both guides in Fiji at Namotu and just became super good friends. He's one of the pros on Salty Crew now, fisherman-wise, and basically, we just live off the boat. You know, we launch the boat. We'll sleep on deserted islands. We'll sleep on the boat on the reef on the anchor. It's a full-on adventure. You know, we're cooking on the boat. It's a 17-foot Kevlar cat. There's, you know, Dylan, myself, and a filmer. It's pretty raw and rugged, but it's mind-blowing fun. Like,
can you bring a board?
Yeah, we have boards. There are some waves on the GBR, believe it or not. There's actually some really good waves there. This time we did not. We were just 100%
fishing
on a mission to get clips.
So now you mentioned Namotu, and I know you were guiding in Namotu and Fiji, right?
Yep,
are you still doing that?
Yeah, I'm going to go back actually this coming year. Yeah.
Okay. And if somebody wants to fish with you in Namotu, they can do that.
Yeah. Just actually send me an email, and I can add you to the list for the week. I'm going to definitely be hosting a week there, and we're going to have occupancy for, I think, 16 anglers.
At a time.
Yeah.
Or 16 total.
16 total.
Okay, that's it.
16 total, 7 days on the island, 6 days of fishing. Some boats take two, some boats take up to six.
Okay.
So we have, like, GT casting boats for, like, the reefs. We've got, you know, a 34-foot world cat for offshore. We've got a couple other boats in the middle, you know, 26, 28-foot Super Pongos, T-tops, full electronics, rigged to the T.
That's crazy.
And it's right, because you don't have to fish far from the island there. You know, like, for us, I think I fished is like 18 miles.
Wow.
And is it, I mean, Otu's famous for surfing, too. Can you surf and fish?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Wow.
So Mike made reference, who did that great report from the American Angler, made reference to the dogtooth tuna.
Yeah.
The elusive dogtooth tuna.
Yeah.
Do you catch dogtooth?
Oh, yeah.
In Namotu and Australia?
You hook them.
Oh, you don't land them.
They're pretty tough fish to land. I, believe it or not, I've never hooked one with the rod in my hand. It's always been in a gunwale or in a client's hand. And those fish have the biggest head full of steam of any fish I've ever come across.
Really?
Yeah.
How big are they?
They get up to over 200 pounds. But, you know, you hook anything over 100 pounds, and you better have your wits about you and be ready.
Because you're in the reef.
Yeah, I mean, right? These fish, they pull so hard. They're the only fish I know of that will give themselves an aneurysm or a heart attack from their first run.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
And so are they like a total reef dweller?
Yeah, they hang on the edges of reefs, deep channels. They like tons of current. They swim. Sometimes they'll be solo. Sometimes they'll be like a little aggregation of them. They're not big schooling fish, per se, but they're basically the kings of the channel. They eat everything. And
wow.
Again, they don't. Once you hook one, they don't stop. And that's you'll hear a million guys say it who've caught them, like, if you survive the first run, you're landing that fish.
Wow.
You know,
that is crazy.
But, you gotta survive,
but very difficult to catch. Very difficult to hook.
Very difficult. We hooked one. We had a triple on baby yellowfin behind Wilkes Passage at Nomotu one year. I was popping them off the hooks for the guys. The guy told one guy to hold his fish in the water for 1 sec. He starts screaming. I turn around, like 150, 200 pounder took a swipe at it. So we free spooled that fish behind the boat. It literally went 5 feet. The fish came back up and ate it. I put the rod reeling gear, gave it to the guy, put the boat gear to get him off that ledge. And that fish was in 270 or 280 feet of water and rocked him within like 15 seconds.
Oh,
they took boat and gear, and I put the drag forward, so he must have had probably 30 pounds of drag on that.
Wow.
Fish.
And he was still ripping it off.
I mean,
just powerful.
Yeah, I thought we were going to pull it off the edge, and before I could even get that thought out of my mind, the guy was rocked.
Done.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Dude, the stories you have are the
things you get
amazing.
To see.
Yeah. Right, man. Hey, we're going to be right back, man. I can't wait to see what Dwayne's got in store next. I know we have fish reports coming up. We're going to be right back. You're listening to us on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and at Let's Talk Hook Up App.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealers.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star Sport Fishing. Or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Hook up! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And, man, all these adventures and cool stories. And now, you want to join us, 833-288-0973. Jeff's waiting for you at the Fan. Or send us text.
One line open.
Only on the fan. Yeah, yeah. It's 833-288-0973.
And Costa. And we're giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses.
Yeah, today. Dwayne's on the Costa team. I know we're very proud to be a part of Costa. We have intrigued a lot of people, including our board op at the fan, the extraordinary Jeff Hamby. And he wants to know what your YouTube channel is because he wants to follow your adventures.
Oh, cool. Right on. It's www.youtube.com/DwayneDiego.
Dwayne Diego. So it's just search Dwayne Diego on YouTube and that will come
up. There's just a couple things on there. Most of the work I've done has been with the brands I'm representing, like Salty Crew, Costa Del Mar, Traeger, stuff like that. So you can also check their YouTubes or some of our.
But if you search if you search Dwayne Diego on
it should be popping up,
Google,
yeah.
You'll find different videos, either Costa, Salty Crew,
Traeger. Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You take Traeger on the boat?
I used to.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, time to find out what's biting.
It is, man. We've got the Woolly Meister on hold. Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is brought to us by Gamakatsu Hooks. And if you're not using Gamakatsu Hooks and you like to fish for tuna, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle Hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-aught. And for the big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. And both of them come in a ring or non-ringed. See your local dealer. Check Gamakatsu.com. And good morning, Wooly.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, dude.
Good morning. What's up, Dwayne? Hey, dude, stoked you got Wes on board.
I'm super stoked to help him out, man. He's such a great dude.
Yeah, super stoked to see that come to fruition. And it'll be fun to watch him, get things done for you during the summer season here.
Wes Pearson's a good fisherman.
Absolutely,
sure.
He's a hammer.
And he's going to work. He's working for Pinnacle now.
No, he's doing his own thing. He's just actually, I'm helping him out with a boat this season.
Oh, okay, so, gotcha. Yeah, great. It's
good stuff, man. So, our report here, no coral trout or GT. I think our exotic.
Darn it.
Those snowy groupers out in the deep water fishing cod. But the local scene here, the water's still kind of funky, a little cool. So, like the half day stuff. Guys are kind of leaning on the rockfish out in front of Dana Point, fishing some of that deeper stuff to get a little bit of fish on the boat for the guys and kind of sliding into the shallows, catching a few sheephead. The guys that are coming with like a quiver of exotic bait, like the clam or the shrimp, have been doing okay on some of that stuff. But again, that bass fishing is still not where it needs to be. We've had a good downhill push, so the water's kind of like flushed out in exchange, and it's been nice. It's clean, still a little cool, but, it's making some steps in the right direction. So, our bait this week was some bigger sardines, so that kind of slowed things down a little bit. Some guys getting bites on that bigger bait, but again, that's, you got to really know how to fish that right to catch a, 12 to 14 inch bass on a 6-inch sardine. So a little bit of work on that, but 3/4 day still again, all rock cod. The local stuff down there off Box Canyon, San Onofre zone off Pendleton has been pretty good on the days we've had our heavier passenger loads. Plenty of mixed fish going in the bags for our guys there, and then days with the lighter load still out there on the bank on the 14 has been good. The bank was a little finicky this week with that current. Some days it bit well, other days it was just the blood bank, as the old guys used to refer to it as. It's just no bite. You get out there, you don't mark anything, and it's just nothing. So trying to pick our days out there wisely on the days that we think, the conditions are going to be right and we have the right passenger loads. But again, the days out there on the bank, plenty of big bankies, big chilies, nice picacho, and, broken record again, those guys fishing those flat fall jigs or the slow pitch style jigs, mopping up their 10 fish, no problem out there. And then over at the Clemente, Marcus has had a good score on those rockfish over there. All you want on the reds, mixed bag as well, and then kind of sliding into the more shallow zones, catching his whitefish. Not a lot of game fish, really seeing a few halibut here and there, but there is some squid, so they've had some opportunity there with bait, both live and cut bait for their guys. So, I think it's just a matter of time as things kind of straighten out in those zones where you're seeing that bait. They'll start, picking some fish here and there, and you'll start to see that in their count. So just a standard week for April, and we'll see what we have to work with here next week. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, we got our schedule open. I think the spring break chaos has subsided.
Yes, thank
you. So you guys want to hop on a light trip, give us a jingle here, number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawharf.com.
Hey, Brian, you said colder water. What's the temp?
Like 57, 58. Not, like, cool, but still, crispy enough
Pretty
where,
crispy, yeah.
That bass still isn't reacting, you know, to the chum and that kind of stuff as you would, you know, think it. It's like Corey says, you hit that 60-degree mark and, like, the whole scenario changes. So, you know, we're just waiting for that little uptick and we'll see kind of what happens. And then big win on that whole sandbass thing.
I know that has just been a big deal.
Like, it got sketchy. Like, I was at the meeting on Thursday and the way the commissioners were talking, we're thinking, oh, great, here we go. You know, things are going to change from kind of what we thought it was. And, you know, got to understand they're trying to manage something for everybody. And, you know, they got to make the right informed decision. But, you know, we came out ahead on that. And that's, you know, not going to really be a big problem to work around. But we're willing to do what we can. And, you know, I think some collaborative work with us in the department will be good as far as tagging fish and getting them some more science that they need to continue to manage it. So it was a good victory and it worked out well for everybody.
So why only three commissioners voting?
I think you didn't have the people there. People's schedule couldn't make it, I think is what it was.
But that was enough of a quorum that they could make a decision.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yep. 2-1, that's a close one.
Razor edge, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's important for people to understand, too, the nature of, you know, these commissioners. This isn't their full-time job, you know.
Right.
They do other things, and they, you know, more or less volunteer. I know they get paid a little bit, but they spend a lot of time away from their families and doing what they do professionally to manage this for the state. So there's a lot that goes into it that I still don't even know about, but I think there's an awful lot that just the general person doesn't know about as far as all this management stuff goes. So it was just good that it worked out the way that it did.
Yeah, no kidding. And thank you, commissioners, for doing the right thing and following the correct science, and that's the guys that are on the water really seeing it, like Captain Brian Woolley, right?
Right, exactly.
It's not the issues that they were brought up. It's they saw the reality of it, and thank goodness. So that's good for 3 years now, right?
Yeah, so they have like a revisit. They've agreed to kind of, you know, obviously they're going to keep tabs on it as it plays out with numbers and landing reports and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's got a three-year deal on it. And who knows, in 3 years, they could get sketchy again, you know what I mean? All based on the science and, like I said, do some work with them tagging fish, and hopefully the data comes back to show them what we've been, you know, what our position has been on the thing the whole time, that, you know, there's plenty of this fish around and, you know, it's a healthy stock. Yeah. So.
And I let's hope that in 3 years, the cycle, which is what it is, it's a cycle.
It shows itself better than
what Joey was talking about yesterday from Emmerham. It's, everything is a cycle.
Yes.
Let's hope that cycles, and they were just wide open sandbass everywhere, and they go, oh, we don't need to control this as much.
Exactly.
Like everybody else says.
That's exactly it.
And thanks to you, Woolley, for being there and participating and being a part of that decision. Thank you.
Absolutely. All your efforts, and Donna from Dana Wharf, too. All the Dana Wharf people are super involved, and thank you for saving the way for us.
I know it, right?
Roger. Yeah, it was good. Just, you know, the full input from the whole community was what it needed, and that's what we got. So it worked out. So, anyways, have a great guys. Happy Easter, and enjoy the rest
too.
Of the show.
All right, I'm predicting a little bit of surface calico in the next 10 days at Dana Wharf.
Stand by. I'm going to try hard to see if I can catch one on the surface line this week and report back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm predicting.
Time of the year when things are going to change, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right.
Get him, Woolley.
All right, guys.
All right. Later. Talking to you. All right. Hey, be sure to check surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing needs. Our good bunny, Bill Barney, is there to help you. And speaking of which, let's see. Gundy Gunderson is on the line. Good morning, Gundy. What's up, Gundy?
How's it going?
Great.
Oh, you know, got the show today?
Yeah, Dwayne Diego, man. We're on the air.
Got the man
now, man.
I'm sorry. How's it going today, guys?
It's great. Happy Easter. Did you have too many Easter eggs this morning, Grundy?
Yeah, I think a couple were pickled or something.
Oh, man. So what's up with the surf
front? I got my bearings here. Hey, what a week. You know, I'd say we kind of turned the corner, and it's been kind of a north-south thing. The fishing up north, Santa Barbara, Ventura, Oxnard, all the way down South Bay, L.A. Harbor, all that very good fishing. Still some streaky water down below, you know, Dana Point South. Those guys are dealing with that, but even that fishing picked up. We'll start up north. Hook, line, sinker reported excellent perch action. Checked in several 15-inch fish this week. the halibut bite picked up big time. Not big fish, but, you know, 18 to 28 inches, stuff like that. The sea bass came in on that last full moon. A few legals, just legal fish, a lot of shorts. They're seeing Corbina in the surf line there. They had calico bass. They had cabazon in the count. Grunion run, sand crabs, all the elements coming together here. So very good fishing there. Just fishing in Redondo reported excellent perch fishing. Hermosa, Torrance, 4th Street, barred perch up to 12, 13 inches, just about anything working there. Big Fish reported an uptick in halibut catches in and around L.A. Harbor, Seal Beach, Bolsa Chica. One of the hot spots, and it's always a spring hot spot, is at Cherry Beach. Kicked out a 24, a 26, and a 28-inch fish just yesterday. So that bite is really picking up. And then, like I said, in Oceanside, still some streaky water. The lagoon's really picked up. A lot of halibut starting to move in. Not the big fish, but the smaller males, you know, 22, 25-inch legals. But, you know, when the males start moving in like that, it's just a matter of time before those bigger hens. And we always know the lagoons are good for a 20, 30-pound fish every spring, so that's something to look for. And finally, an 8-pound striped bass taken in Oceanside Harbor. So, boy, things are really picking up, and that northern fishing's as good as it gets. And the quality, they're telling me the quality of the perch is something they haven't seen in quite a few years, and that's kind of neat to see.
Gotta love it. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire. Great report, as always. Thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
I know all that halibut and striper stuff.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate
and we're going
to
be right back. You've been listening to us on 97.3 The Fan. We're going to be back on 97.3 The Fan for the second hour in YouTube and Facebook Live and that Let's Talk Hook Up app.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haraguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanspit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, ling cod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nick nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.